It's KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prowl with the California Updates. Good morning. California's next budget does not include a new charge on water users to fund safe drinking water in rural communities, but that proposal is still alive, as Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports.
Community groups, the agriculture industry, and major companies like Coca-Cola have lined up in favor of a new charge on water users across California. About $1 a month for most users would help pay for clean tap water for 200,000 Californians in largely rural communities. Despite support from Governor Jerry Brown, the budget does not include the charge. Instead, it sets aside a one-time $24 million to be allocated later for safe drinking water. H.D. Palmer of Brown's Department of Finance says, though, the debate isn't over.
The money's there to begin this project. We just need more time and more work to be able to work out an agreement on the solution going forward.
The state's larger water districts say it's a bad precedent to tax a necessity such as water, and that the state's booming general fund can easily cover the cost. Republican lawmakers oppose the charge, as do some Democrats, particularly in an election cycle where last year's gas tax increase is shaping up as a major campaign issue. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
Well, the California Senate and Assembly are rolling out a new process for how to handle sexual harassment complaints and investigations. Democratic Assemblywoman Laura Friedman led the joint Senate Assembly subcommittee charged with creating a shared process for the two houses. She calls it a sea change.
I would hope that when people look at this, they'll realize what a huge effort this has been and that this isn't just changing one or two things. This is us changing every single aspect of our policies and our prevention.
The proposal would create an investigative unit housed in the Legislative Council's office. Then a panel of outside experts would determine whether allegations are substantiated and make recommendations on potential consequences. But the Senate and Assembly will retain the right to accept or reject the panel's recommendations and decide on the appropriate response. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.